Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Life is an Art podcast with me, Maggie. You know, today I didn't set up to record a podcast, but a random thought that came to my mind of I wanted to indulge in the topic of adulthood, but I recently took like a few days off to rekindle the fire in me and also took a few days to go on a small, people call it vacation, like a small retreat for myself. And I had a battle between exploring and relaxing, and guess which one won? Exploring, as per usual, because my yearning for an adventure was very much heavier than my yearning for relaxing, and it was amazing. We took a flight to Malindi and booked this Airbnb next to the beach, very next, like I could see the beach from my window, resort like situation. It was amazing, and just doing that for myself and realizing that how sometimes we feel like the world cannot move without us, but for some reason it just moves. And I know I'm not making any sense, but I mean, like, when I was seated at the beach at night and just sipping coffee and just listening to some jazz music, because I think jazz for me, it's the music that I can listen to all day, anytime. I was thinking about like steps that I've made in my life and choices and decisions that I've made in my life, and some of the choices that I make, I know that there will be consequences, but I still go ahead and make those choices because I know the consequences. And I mean, like, I don't know about you, but how many times do you make choices that you know the consequences to, and you still go ahead and do it, like, you know? And how can we, like, stop ourselves? How can we not indulge in issues and stuff that would hurt us eventually, but we still continue doing that? I know I have lost you there, but hear me out. Just like, truth be told, it was not a trip that I was going to take anytime soon, but sometimes it felt like I needed to visit a doctor for medical assistance, like for my health, mental health, because so many things were taking a toll on me after just a very bad experience I wish I could talk about. But you know, just having the ability to feel and think about these things, and it was nerve-wracking, it was amazing, but at the same time I'm really glad I took that. And above everything, adulting is kind of made up of risk. Like, everything we do in our life, it's a risk. Just moving around is a risk. Staying in the house, it's a risk. Getting into a career, it's a risk. Turning another age, it's a risk. Everything in our lives, it's a risk. And basically, how we approach the risk and how we take that leap of faith is everything. It's the determining factor of our next chapter of our lives. So without me knowing where this conversation is heading, I just wanted to say something to you or to myself that it's okay to make choices that you know will have a negative effect on you, but you should be prepared to face whatever comes after. You should like aim and prepare yourself and gang yourself up with the weapons necessary to experience the consequences of your action. For instance, if you decide that you're going to indulge in a certain career, you do believe it's not the right time for you to do this, or you do believe it's quite of a big risk, it's a choice that you're making, and you know it's gonna have negative consequences on your life right now, you should be ready to embrace the consequences of it. And you should, before you make the choice, you should really arm yourself with the response, the tools that you will require to tackle the consequences of your action. If there's something that is very, very, very important in my life, like my aim is to work towards having a choice. There's nothing as belittling, as nerve-wracking, as just something that weighs you down, that lack of choice. And I don't know about you, but I strive to ensure that my life has choices. And then, what do I mean by choices? Have you ever been in a situation where you don't really have a choice? Let me take you back to a point in your life where you were dead broke. Like, you didn't have money. You and poverty, and were just between you and poverty was like maybe 100 shillings or even 20 bob. And that feeling of you couldn't do anything, you couldn't move, like, you couldn't engage in certain activities because you didn't have the choice. I know people say how money can be it's bad, it's toxic, and money brings out your character and all those things. I am not opposed to that, but there is, apart from money, I'm not saying money is the only thing that can give you choices, but having money, let's use money as an example in this particular context, like, money gives you choices, right? Like, now let me take you back to another time where you just cashed in a deal, or you got paid your first check after a very long time, and you had that money and you had a choice to dress well, eat well, do shopping, pay your bills, pay for your Wi-Fi. Like, you had choices. You could move around, you could meet up a friend, you could buy someone lunch, you could even save up the money, yeah? Do you see the amount of choices that life has? Now, that's where I strive to be. When it comes to mentally, what I'm talking about is how, when you have the mental capacity to choose, and not to go with the flow, and not to make choices because of what your life dictates to you right now, but to make the choices that are to be able to say no, to be able to associate yourself with other people, not because they're going to assist your career or they're going to do this to you, but because you want to associate with those people. Having a choice to live in a neighborhood where your liking neighborhood, having a choice to say no at work, to pitch a pitch, and just having choices in life, it's something that I believe that everyone should strive to do. The most having no choice, and it's like being, for me, I could like describe it as being in a house caged in It's like prison. It's like prison. You can't really do anything because you do not have a choice. You do not have that power of choosing and denying and saying no, because things, the way things are wired in your life, they require you to not to do as they are, to take things as they are, and not like say, you know what, I can't take this, I can leave, you know, I don't need this job, I can leave, you know, like creating a life of choices. And I believe the key to adulting, it's creating a life that has choices. I know things cannot always go our way, but if they do not go our way, do we have a choice of saying, you know what, these things aren't going my way, and I have a choice of, like, you know what, just letting everything go and starting over? I mean, if the word starting over feels like you're going backwards, and until now I still feel like it's that word that makes you feel like everything is going backwards, but truth be told, I mean, when I saw a quote of someone saying, you can start over even when you're 60, and I'm like, whoa, that is very, it just fills me up with so much fear, and it's okay. But creating a life where you can easily start over, you've created an environment, you've surrounded yourself with people who understand and do not judge any point you are in your life, it's key. I'm telling you, it's key. And I believe, though, I am striving to get to that point, but dear Lord, am I failing? And it's all right, but the goal is there, the will is there, and I am striving to go there because it's a good place to be. I don't know about you, but I mean, if you had no, you had not thought about choice the way I think about it, I just hope you can put it out onto your list of things that you want to have in your life as you try to adult. And I believe it's gonna have a positive impact on the decisions that you decide to make for yourself. And yeah, another ramble. Oh my God. Yeah, but thank you for listening to me. This is Life is Not a Podcast. I will be doing random chats on adulting every single week. And yeah, no script, just that. Pure and raw, straight from my mind and heart. Because why not? Why not? Thank you again.